Yeah. We got it here on the west side. If I ain't making drop-offs, then I'm picking up.
Yeah.
Riding through the hood in a long-sleeve truck. Heard my spot just got raided.
Yeah.
The work all gone and the money we done made it. But we got that good in my hood.
Tonight.
All the hoes on my nuts.
I gotta let that ride.
I'll be running with the killers, getting money with the wise guys. Get the bag and get our groove on. That's how we all get paid.
Yeah.
So stack up your bucks and throw your rollie up. And let me hear the hustler say.
Oh, I had to let that ride for a little while, man. What's going on, fam? Welcome to Tariq Radio. I am your gracious host. Glad to have everybody tuning in, family. We're going to chop up some good game on today's show, as we always do. The phone number is 818-850-5404. I might take calls. There's a lot of stuff I want to get into today. So it's going to be a nice, deep, robust show today, ladies and gentlemen. So grab you some popcorn. Grab you a nice beverage. I would say grab something to smoke, but y'all don't need to be doing that. We need to have a clear mind out here. So y'all kick back and relax, man. We're going to have a real good show today. And we're going to take a real quick commercial break, family. And I don't want y'all to move a muscle. We'll be right back right here on Tariq Radio.
Hey, what's up? This is Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. Go to UndeniableGame.com and get my free audio program, Undeniable Game, which teaches you 7 easy-to-follow tips on how to really attract beautiful women. The Undeniable Game audio program is absolutely free to download, so you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Master the game and get your free copy at UndeniableGame.com. That's UndeniableGame.com.
Yo, check out comedian Rico Suave on his brand new YouTube channel called The Opinion Junkie, folks. And he's broadcasting from New Orleans, where he gives his comedic take on today's pop culture and things like viral videos, music, and current events and everything else. So you need to go to his YouTube channel right now and subscribe. That's The Opinion Junkie on YouTube by comedian Rico Suave. Check it out right now, folks. What's up, family? You need to check out the brand new website called AshKicken.com. Now, that is a black-owned business that sells fragrance products. It has unique incense burners, scented candles, incense sticks, and health and beauty products. They have body butter, hair moisturizer, face moisturizer, the whole nine yards. It's 2017. There is no reason for any of y'all to be crispy and ashy out here in these streets. Go to AshKicken.com. That's AshKicken.com. What's going on, family? Check out this brand new teaser trailer for a superhero movie called Dark Chaos, Maze of the Universe. Now, Dark Chaos is starring a black female superhero character, and this film is produced and directed by POV Hilarious D. My man is doing his thing on YouTube, and this trailer is a must-see. So go to YouTube, type in Dark Chaos, Maze of the Universe, and check it out right now.
The most intense new video game app has now arrived. A medieval kingdom has been plagued with chaos and disorder. An evil force has dominated the land. And now it is up to the bravest knights to fight back the demonic forces and bring justice to the kingdom of the Moors. Play the newest, most exciting battle fight game app ever, Moorish Kingdom. Available at moorishkingdom.com.
You are now tuning in to the king of game, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
Put some respect on my name.
Yo, glad to have everybody tuning in. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show. I am Tariq Nasheed, and I'm ready to chop up some good game with the family. How are you guys doing this lovely afternoon? Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you guys have your Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4 DVDs. You can get that at HiddenColorsFilm.com if you do not have them. But you should have them. You should have Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4 already. And also go to TariqElite.com to get all that fresh gear, fresh t-shirts, all that good stuff at TariqElite.com, ladies and gentlemen. Boy, there's a lot of stuff we're going to talk about today. Today's topic, we're going to call today's show Troll Flecting. We're going to talk about how we have to keep an eye out on these white supremacist trolls online, these people who try to hide their racist ideology behind trolling and joking. We have to understand, black people, how refined white supremacy works. These white supremacists out here are growing more and more dangerous. They're disguising their white supremacist views. They're trying to come up with all types of different names for their white supremacist views and ideologies. We have to stay focused. We have to have our head in the game. We can't be on this goofy, flighty mentality, this happy-go-lucky, content and ignorance bullshit. We got to be awake. A lot of people like using the term woke, but we ain't woke like we so supposed to be. These white supremacists are woke and they're on code, and we got to be on code, and we got to be awake too. Now today, out there in Virginia, some Republican lawmakers were shot. There was a mass shooting, and it was a middle-aged white guy. Well, he was like 66 years old. His name was James Hodges, something like that. Hodges. I want to get the names right and exact. I don't like butchering names, and I'm very bad on names. Let me give you the name of the shooter. And we did an article on it on melanoidnation.org, by the way. And the shooter's name, what's his name? Hold on, I want to have all this shit together. James Hodgkinson. So this white guy, 66 years old, he went and shot these Republican cats. They were playing a baseball game. There was some kind of Republican baseball game that they were going to be playing. So he went and shot them. And what's funny, instead of focusing on all the white male mass shooting violence, and there was another mass shooting in San Francisco at the same time, they haven't released the details of the suspect. Many people are assuming it's another white dude because people are very hush-hush about it, but I haven't confirmed and I don't know. But the fact that they haven't revealed who the gunman in San Francisco was, many people are assuming that it's just another white dude. And what's interesting, again, how the white supremacists in the dominant society are deflecting into all types of bullshit arguments. Now they've made this shooting a Democrat versus liberal versus Republican thing. So they're like, he's a radical liberal. So now they, instead of focusing on white shootings and just white males out here terrorizing like crazy, they're trying to make it a political issue. Now, several of these people were shot, these politicians, and one of them, and I think they all survived. Everybody survived. I think the gunman was killed by the police. But one politician in particular, U.S. Representative Steve Scalise, he was shot. He was shot in the hip. They said he was going to do all right. Now they said he was in critical condition, so nobody really knows the condition of Steve Scalise. And the thing about Steve Scalise is he is a straight up white supremacist. Straight up and down. And a lot of the media outlets, they're talking about, you know, his background, who he is, reminding people who he is. Now, if you look at my Twitter, I've been telling people about Steve Scalise for a long time. At least going back to 2015, this is verified on my Twitter. I've been warning people about him. And this is why, let me digress for 1 second, family. This is why we have, and we're working on at this moment, shout out to my man Jerome, my web guy. We're working right now on a suspected white supremacist database. Because we need to know who people are, who politicians are, who race soldiers are, who public figures are. We need to know who's who and who's suspected of being white supremacist. We need to have a database so we can keep tabs on people on a little watch list that we control. And look, I know that the white supremacists are going to try to hack it. We're taking care of all that. We already know they're going to try to hack it. They're going to send their minions to try to hack it, to try to troll on the site. We're working all of that out now. We're thinking like chess players. That's why to get on the site, in order to post information, anybody, they're going to be able to watch the site and and research it. You'll be able to type in a name and search by name. You can also search by city. We're going to have suspected white supremacists by city. We're going to have them by occupation, like a suspected white supremacist in television, suspected white supremacist judges, suspected white supremacist political figures. So we're going to have categories you can search. It's going to be very thorough. And in order to thwart all the trolls that's going to start swarming the site, you can only post on there if you're a member. You got to be a paid member, and it's going to be like a low fee, like $9 a month or some bullshit ass, you know, something real cheap, just to get the trolls away, because you won't be able to register a whole bunch of damn fake names and all that old shit. So we're working this thing out, man. And that's going to be called the white suspected white supremacist database. And all my listeners, again, we don't need everybody on it, because that's the thing. We don't need people fucking around. This is some dead serious work here, because we need to know who's who. I just need my 300. If I just get my 300 folks on there, the 300 warriors, as I call them, the 300 melanoid warriors, to be a part of the site and join and put information up every day, we're good to go. So that's coming in the next few weeks, as a matter of fact. This is coming soon. This is like right around the corner. We need this. And the thing is going back to Steve Scalise. I've been talking about this guy for years, because Steve Scalise, the media, they're talking about his background, talking about who he is. He's a U.S. representative. He's a majority whip and all that old bullshit. But they keep leaving out that this guy has ties to white supremacist organizations. And I pointed this out. I didn't say good, bad, right, or wrong. I just pointed the news. I just pointed facts out that Steve Scalise has ties to white supremacist organization. And if you go to melanoidnation.org, we got all the receipts. And the thing is, boy, do y'all know I've been getting death threats all fucking day? The white supremacists are so mad at me. I posted some of the death threats. It's like, nigga, I'm going to put a gun through your throat. Oh, it's nigga, go back to nigga land. Although the white supremacist suspect media outlets are hitting me up. Shout out to the Daily Caller. Y'all been trolling me all day over at the Daily Caller at Tucker Carlson's fake news site. They've been hitting me up all day with the bullshit. Splaining. All the white supremacists are splaining away, because I reminded people of Steve Scalise's background, that this guy has ties to white supremacist organization, and I got the goddamn receipts. And if you go to melanoidnation.org, we got the receipts. There was a white supremacist rally that Steve Scalise went to back in 2002 that was put on by David Duke and their people. So this dude is clicked in with David Duke and the Klan and all these people, and they put on an event, and he was a speaker there. Not only that, Steve Scalise is also clicked in with Steve King, that other representative from Iowa. And Steve King has come out many times to support him openly. Now, we know that Steve King is a straight up white supremacist, too. He's one of these dudes. And look him up. Look up Iowa Representative Steve King and look at all the racist shit that he says in the media. He's just like an open white supremacist at this point. Talking about how Western culture has done more than other groups and all. I mean, he's promoting that white supremacist genocide book, Camp of the Saints. He's throwing out little racist dog whistles. So Google him. They're all clicked in with each other. There was another article that I posted on melanoidnation.org where Steve Scalise said to a reporter, and we put the link to the site of the reporter who he said it to. He said to this reporter that he's just like David Dukes without all the baggage. So he's comparing himself to Klan members and neo-Nazi groups. And he's going to these white nationalist meetings. And I mean, he's admitted it. He's confirmed it. The Washington Post, I mean, reputable news sites, they've confirmed that Steve Scalise has spoken at white supremacist meetings. And some of the people trying to splain for him are saying that, well, he did the speech at the white supremacist meeting, but he didn't know what the group was about. Bullshit. It's that whole, oh, David Duke, who is that? I'm legally blind. Who is David? It's that whole, I don't know who David Duke is. Bullshit. The dude knew what he was doing. He knew where he was going to speak. Because they kept trying to lie and say he wasn't there. The guy was there at this white nationalist meeting, and he acted like he didn't know that they were white nationalists. That's bullshit. And again, the white supremacists are very upset. They've been threatening me, the different white, right-wing white supremacist suspect radio outlets have been trying to get me to come on their shows. And I know, so they can do their little ambush thing and twist up shit. Basically, what they want to do, bring me on and start twisting up words. You said that Black Lives Matter. Shut up. I'm not in the mood for that bullshit. But the thing is, what's interesting about all of these white supremacist suspects who are mad that we put Steve Scalise's background information out there and told about who he was, they were like, well, Tariq, how dare you? How dare you talk about Steve Scalise and he's just been shot? What difference does his background make? And I said, hold all the way the fuck up. Because when black folks are repeatedly killed by these race soldiers, the first fucking thing you people do is talk about their background and bring up negative shit about their background, no matter how minute it is. When Sandra Bland was offed by these race soldiers, they start talking about her using marijuana. When Walter Scott was killed by a race soldier, they're talking about his child support payments. When Philando Castile got killed by that race soldier, they were talking about, well, Philando did get a whole bunch of parking tickets at one point. When Alton Sterling got killed by a race soldier, they were like, well, you know, he did illegally sell bootleg DVDs. When Eric Garner got killed by a race soldier, well, you know, he used to sell loose cigarettes. Y'all bring up every damn thing about a black shooting victim, everything and anything about him. So that should be equal. We should do it for everybody. Y'all made it fine to do, and I'm doing it. We're going to bring up everybody's background. Don't play that moral shit with me now. How dare you talk about Steve? He just got shot. Well, let's talk about his background. It's okay to talk about people who've been shot. You do it all the time. The list goes on and on. I can just, every black person who gets killed by a race soldier, I mean, damn near without exception, you'll find some dirt on them. And if it's a child who hasn't accumulated any dirt, you'll find dirt on the damn family. Just like the little boy who fell in the damn gorilla cage out there in Ohio. He's a little boy. You know you can't really shit on a little boy. He hadn't done nothing. So they start talking about his damn parents and his dad got a jail record. Like that has anything to do with anything. Y'all do it all the time. It should be done equally. If y'all can do it to us, the shit can be done equally. We can talk about Steve Scalise and his white supremacist background. We're perfectly fine to talk about it because y'all made it fine. So I don't want to hear all that butthurt splaining and all your bullshit ass trolling. Because they've been trolling my Twitter all day with the damn death threats. So we got to take trolls seriously. Don't let these trolls act goofy and stupid and throw you off. Because see, they do that so you can dismiss them. And black folks, we got to be very aware of our surroundings. Every time we go out somewhere, every time we are around suspected white supremacists, we got to be on alert. You know, there was a TV show called Bachelor in Paradise. Now, I haven't seen this show. I don't know what it is, but I saw something on Twitter the other day about this reality show. And these bachelor shows are just like all other reality shows. People get drunk and hook up with each other. The premise of modern reality shows is basically you get a bunch of young people together. They're drinking and partying and hooking up with each other. That's all reality shows are. I mean, that goes back to the first documented reality show, which is The Real World, back on MTV. That's what they were doing, getting drunk, partying, kicking it, living around each other, hooking up with each other. That is the basic premise of reality shows. They were filming this show, Bachelor in Paradise. There's this white lady. Her name was Corinne Olympios. I think that's her name. And, you know, they got all these single people here. Some are single. Some got, you know, they're in relationships back home. But they take them to some exotic place and everybody gets drunk and starts hooking up. And from what I understand, this white girl, her name is Corinne something, she gets there the first day, she's making out with everybody. She's making out with a bunch of guys, different guys, most of them white guys. Just reality show shit. Now, the next day, she makes out with this black dude. His name was DeMario Jackson, I think that's his name. So she makes out with him. Everything gets a little hot and heavy. She was the aggressor. She jumps on top of him. They're grinding and kissing. A white producer, female producer, was like, oh, I'm uncomfortable with this because she's drunk and she don't know what she's doing. And she went and filed a complaint with the network, and the network had to cancel the show because they were talking about sexual misconduct on behalf of a black dude. So the headlines with TMZ and all of these other networks, they were saying black man, well, his DeMario, whatever his name was, he's under investigation for potential sexual assault. So they're trying to paint this guy as some kind of sexual predator because the white woman jumped on him, started making out with him, and he was kind of going along with it. And their excuse was she was drunk and she couldn't give real consent. That's a bunch of horse shit, but that's just how the white supremacists get on code. And you see how easy it is for the white supremacists how they can put a rape charge on brothers, even if they are the initiators of the rape or the assault or whatever. And I've always said this, all sex between black men and white women in the system of white supremacy is considered rape. I really want y'all to understand that concept. So if you're having sex with a person in the dominant society, understand it's a possibility that that person at any moment can say, hey, I wasn't in my right mind when I was with this black person, and it can be considered rape. That's the long and short of it. All sex is considered rape between black men and white women. But relationships between a white man and a black woman, it is never rape. A white man can do anything to a black woman, and they never consider that shit rape. That's why they have porn series like Ghetto Gaggers, which is rape. Ghetto Gaggers is basically a rape porn site where they get black women on there and spit on them and rape them. That's all that shit is. Beat them up and abuse them and all this old shit. It's never considered rape when it's a white man doing anything sexual to a black woman. It's never considered rape. So we got to understand the game and how white supremacy works and how these white supremacists will code up, and they're sending out dog whistles to all the white women out here like, hey, look, white women, this is what you need to do to trap some of these niggas up when we need to round them up so we can criminalize them. They're letting white women know you better get on code. So if you get drunk and make out with a black dude, we'll excuse you if you call it rape. So we're going to give you a pass. Just like with the pimp laws. The white girls in the pimp laws, they'll let the white girl sell pussy all day. All she has to do is say the black man made her do it, and she'll get off, and the nigga get a million years. So I hope the brother, DeMario, whatever his name is, I hope he get lawyered up, because the network and the media, they're really smearing this brother. They're giving him that whole Cosby thing, and it's not coincidental that they put that bullshit out right around the time Cosby's case is being wrapped up. And the Cosby case is crazy because the white lady, Andrea Constant, who accused Cosby of drugging her and raping her, the woman had changed her story so many damn times, it's utterly ridiculous. The woman has lied repeatedly. When she said she was unconscious, they didn't pull out the phone records, and they were like, how were you unconscious and you making all these calls at the time you were supposed to be unconscious? I mean, they didn't caught the woman in so many damn lies. After she got raped, quote unquote, by Cosby, she went and bought him gifts and came back to the house. I mean, the shit is so far-fetched, it don't even make no damn sense. But again, when you understand white supremacy, all sexual contact, even consensual, is still considered rape. That's why the white supremacists are still going along with that shit. But yeah, somebody was saying in the chat room, though, the white girl on the TV show, she has a boyfriend at home. So that's why they're playing that whole rape thing. So now she can get out of that whole thing where she meant to do it by saying, well, she was drunk. Because the white supremacist female, they understand the white supremacist male is very insecure about them having any kind of sexual access to black males. They're very insecure about that because that goes back to what Francis Cress Welsing says about white genetic annihilation. The black male penis is a very powerful entity in the system of white supremacy. That's why the black male is constantly attacked. And y'all have to understand, the conversation that goes on behind closed doors with the white supremacist male and the white supremacist female, they badger the white supremacist female about being around black men. Just even being around black men. Forget about having sex. If a white woman has revealed she has sex with black dudes, the white supremacist male, they flip out on that just knowing that she did. But even if they're in a relationship with these women, if they're around black dudes, they flip out. That's why when you go to people's jobs, you don't see too many black males working at these jobs unless he's gay. Because the white males will trip out having a straight heterosexual male around all those white women. Because they know instinctively some of them white women are going to choose, especially if the brother has his shit right. As a matter of fact, I'm going to play some for you guys. There's this bodybuilder, this white supremacist bodybuilder. His name is Rich Piana. Have any of you guys heard about this guy? I haven't heard about this guy until recently. But there's this bodybuilding guy. He has a lot of followers on YouTube, I think. He's a very popular YouTuber. He does bodybuilding videos and stuff. And, you know, those websites, those bodybuilding websites, bodybuilder.com, all those are little white supremacist hubs, by the way. All those little bodybuilding forums, if you look at them, they engage in the same white supremacist rhetoric as Stormfront and all those other sites. So, you know, the bodybuilding world, the white supremacists kind of dominate that. There's a lot of racism that goes on with that shit. Yeah, the bodybuilding fitness community is racist as fuck. Understand, the white supremacists, they weaponize everything. Bodybuilding is always a tool for them to weaponize and to maintain white supremacy, because they try to, you know, they do the MMA thing and they try to use that on black people. It was the black man who was killed in Vegas by a race soldier who was using an MMA move on him. You know, this, that cowardly bullshit. You catch a dude and then you put him in a bullshit asshole. But this guy, Rich Piana, very popular YouTuber, bodybuilder. You know, he's a big roid head white boy. You know, looked like he didn't have plastic surgery. He looks kind of deformed. But, you know, in the white supremacist society, they need a hero. So he's a big, you know, some people say that. I think they said his muscles, he got like muscle implants in his chest, which, it, you know, just real deformed looking dude. You can tell he's all roided up. You dig? And there was a video recording or an audio recording of this Rich Piana guy going off on his girlfriend because she took a picture with a black dude. And I think the black dude kissed his girlfriend on the cheek or his ex-girlfriend or whatever. And boy, all the white supremacist energy came right up out this dude. Big time. Hold on. Listen to this. This is his anti-black rant with his girlfriend.
Why are you sticking up for yourself about this fucking nigger? Why are you sticking up for yourself? Are you a fucking nigger lover? Are you a motherfucking piece of shit, white trash, fucking nigger lover? I've already went over this with you before. What?
And that's another thing. The only thing worse than a nigger is a nigger lover. Well, the white supremacists are hell on that nigger loving shit. Oh, they shame the white women. Oh, you a fucking nigger lover?
Oh, you piece of shit, white trash, fucking nigger lover. You let fucking niggers fucking kiss you on the cheek. I'm fucking disgusted out of my fucking mind. Fucking hang your motherfucking self from a goddamn fucking rope and fucking hang your motherfucking ass. I'm disgusted as fuck. And you go and put the motherfucker as a friend on your fucking Facebook.
And these white supremacists, they be monitoring the white supremacist females' Facebooks. They monitor that shit. That's why these white supremacists be going over to Russia and Asia to get the women to be in check. They can shut them women down. They know how to make them women really submit. Over here, the white females over here, they get a little loose with the eyes. They be reckless eyeballing brothers.
And you're going to sit here and fucking defend it? you're a piece of shit, white trash, fucking like nigger lover.
Sound like it's repeating itself.
You let fucking niggers fucking kiss you on the cheek. I'm fucking disgusted out of my fucking mind. Fucking hang your motherfucking self from a goddamn fucking rope and fucking hang your motherfucking ass.
Listen, that insecurity. That insecurity right there.
And you go and put the motherfucker as a friend on your fucking Facebook. Like I said, I'm going to have to say again, because you're not fucking answering the fucking question.
Oh.
It's just pulling a pussy out of the parking lot, some fucking other guy
sitting
in the gym in front of you, and me and you had an issue over her. And she was pulling a pussy out of the parking lot to some fucking other guy, and we talked about what a piece of shit she is, and like I said, I'm going to have to say again.
Hold on, wait, I want the part where he said something about a nigga bitch. Hold on.
You're not fucking answering the fucking question. If I put a fucking black nigga bitch
there you
was kissing me in the gym in front of you, and me and you had an issue over her.
All you swirlers, by the way, all you swirlers, that's what they say about you swirlers behind your back, too, by the way. I was waiting on that part. It was repeating back and forth. But, yeah, he's like, if I get a black nigger bitch, and these white dudes like that, they always up in a sister's ass. They always trying to fuck. But low-key, when they get out that bed, that's how they talk. That's what they think of you. We're niggers, and y'all nigger bitches. You dig? Now, what's funny, because, you know, he got exposed. They put his shit out there like that. And then he made an apology video. So this is the Rich Piana apology for his white supremacist rant. Now listen to this.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Rich Piana here. So what I want to talk about today is there's an audio tape floating around on the internet of me saying some fucked up shit. And when I first saw it, I had no recollection. Like, what the fuck?
The white supremacists don't be recollecting nothing. At first, I didn't have any recollection. I'm legally blind. Okay. They don't recall anything when it's fucked up, but go ahead.
Fuck is this shit? This is not fucking me. Obviously, it's my voice, so obviously it is me. So I'm fucking looking at Chanel like, babe, I have no idea what the fuck this is. So, you know, it's your voice, babe, so you must have said that shit. So just on that note alone, I want to apologize to everyone that it's not okay. It's never okay. Never acceptable to use that word, period. It was wrong of me to use that word. I no longer use that word.
Okay, really? As many times, boy, it was just rolling off the tongue in that video. Oh, it was just fluent in that video, but now he no longer uses it. Shit.
Just going to tell you guys straight up. That situation, I just found out from another video that was uploaded recently of the situation and who the situation pertained with. And, you know, obviously I have a lot more recollection now because the incident was about 10 years, at least 10 years ago. And it's the same female that's putting all the other bullshit about my muscles are fake. You know, I have ass implants, I have plastic surgery, everything out there on me came from one person.
The chick said he had ass implants. Hold on. This motherfucker moist. See, that's why they can't trust them white women sometimes. That's why they got to go get them a Russian chick. They got to go get an Asian chick somewhere. The lady put all his business out there, said he got implants and he got ass implants. That's why these alt-right dudes be punching white women. They don't like these white women out here no more. That's why they're going to Asia. The white women be putting them on blast when they get mad. See, the white supremacist female is too unpredictable. She's too vindictive. Oh, that nigga booty is going to clap. Hold on.
Been fucking obsessed with getting back at me because she can't have me for over 10 years.
She wants that booty implant, you know, nigga.
There's videos all over the internet of what I'm talking about. And so that's where this audio tape came from. And so 10 years ago, in a fucking fit of rage and fucking amount of steroids I was taking and who knows what else the fuck I was taking that night, that was very possible.
Okay, so he's blaming the steroids. Did you hear what he said? He said he was in a fit of rage and all the steroids he was taking at the time, that made him go on the nigger rant. It's always some other shit that... So he took a steroid shot that made him go all full white supremacist. Get the fuck out of here. The steroids made him racist. Hold on.
And fit of rage and fucking amount of steroids I was taking and who knows what else the fuck I was taking that night. That was very possible. So there's no way in the world I'm going to deny that shit. That very possible. And yes, I can say that I did say that shit. And am I proud of it? Absolutely not. Definitely not racist. Never have been racist.
And that family, listen to this. No matter, they could have on a Nazi tattoo. They could have a Klan robe. You can catch them calling black people every nigga name in the book. They can drown black babies. They can do anything. They will never confess to being a racist white supremacist for the most part. That's the whole new game, just denial at all costs. That's why it's not, we shouldn't wait on no damn confession. Once we identify a suspected white supremacist, we leave it at that and we know how to deal with them accordingly. That's the name of the game. My thing, I don't sit up and try to go back and forth with too many white supremacists about them being a white supremacist and I'm trying to win them over and then I'm trying to convince them, they're trying to convince me. If I suspect you, I'm already, everything you say is going to be nullified because white supremacy is all about deception. So I'm going to watch my back around you. You dig? But of course he's not racist. He just likes to say nigga, bitch, disgusting, nigga lover, nigga. So, but he's not racist though.
And I think most everyone out there definitely knows that. In the heat of the moment, losing my fucking mind, and you find out some girl that you're fucking is fucking someone else, and you find out, you're going to lose your fucking mind. You're going to say a bunch of fucked up shit. At least that's what I did. I'm not saying you're going to do that. I made the mistake of doing that. I fucking did that. You know, I lost my mind and said some fucked up shit.
Okay, I'm tired of hearing this fucker splain. I'm sick of listening to this big roid head fucker splain his bullshit. And, you know, the white supremacists love this dude. You know, that's going to make him get more followers. Because we live in a complete white supremacist system where the president has white supremacist ties and people voted for him. So, you know, that's where we are right now. And you know what's interesting about this fucking roid head ass dude? You know, the white supremacist dudes from these bodybuilding sites, they like him. He has a real big following because, you know, the white supremacists, they need a hero. Even a symbolic hero. So, you know, he plays up the tough guy role. You know, the big buff tough dude, you know, the Italian tough guy. There was a brother, because this guy, this white supremacist, he, you know, he's worked with other black men who are bodybuilders before. There was a brother he was working with, a brother from L.A. named Mack Truck. And for some reason, him and Mack Truck kind of fell out. I don't know why they fell out with each other, but, you know, they used to be down with each other. And they fell out. And the white supremacist dude was kind of talking greasy to Mack Truck online. He was like, yeah, fuck you. I don't know why he was talking greasy to him. Now, understand, Mack Truck is like from South Central, L.A. So Mack Truck is like from Faux Trey Crips. So Mack Truck told him, like, yo, you talking all this little greasy shit online. All right, when I see you, it's on site. He told him. So there was this bodybuilding convention out here in L.A. I think this was earlier this year, by the way, in January. This just kind of happened. So Rich Piana, the white supremacist, he's there with his bodybuilding white boy crew, the whole little steroid crew, the swole white boy steroid crew. So they're there, I think at the LA Convention Center somewhere. And Mack Truck came through. It might have been some of them faux trades, but Mack Truck came through. They crossed paths. The Rich Piana guy was talking a little greasy. And Mack Truck popped him in his fucking mouth. And Rich didn't do shit. You dig? And some of the crew that was with the steroid white boy, you know, one dude tried to do like a little MMA kick on one of the brothers, and they washed him. The dude couldn't get up, so they them faux trays ran up on him, washed him up real quick. And what was funny, and this is on video, y'all can look up the video. It is on video, yes, it is. Y'all go Google it, look it up on YouTube. My nigga Mack Truck from Faux Trey popped Rich Piana in his fucking mouth.
And what's funny, all the white supremacists online were like, oh man, Mack Truck sucker punched him. Bullshit. That's another thing with the white supremacist males. When they take an L, they act like it was some kind of sucker punch. It wasn't no sucker punch. He told him, when I see you, it's on sight. They saw each other. They had words. The brother took off on him. The fucking sucker punch, dude. No, see, the thing is, if there's not an unfair advantage for the white supremacists, they always look at it as a sucker punch. They have to have an unfair advantage. Let me allow somebody's in the chat room. They want to see links. Hold on. Shout out to Mack Truck from Faux Trey. Hold on. The thing ain't allowing me to do links. Hold on. Let me get this in the chat room. But shout out to Mack Truck and Faux Trey for letting them know what the deal was. It wasn't no sucker punch at all. Just a straight up G check. Let me allow links in the chat room. People want to allow links. I want y'all to be able to post the link up. There you go. So y'all can post links in the chat room. There you go. But yeah, all that tough guy shit went right out the window. Shout out to Mack Truck again. I'm glad he popped this fucking white supremacist in the mouth. Violence don't solve nothing, dude. Then they get, when the white supremacists catch an L after talking all that big shit. And Mack Truck is smaller than dude, too. I think Mack Truck might be like 5'8", and Rich Piana's like 6'1". And Mack Truck, through that night, a right cross popped him dead in his fucking mouth. See, when the white supremacists aren't backed up by police and all that, you know, they get real funny style. But just understand, and I'm saying that to say, we got to understand, we got to be aware of our surroundings out here. We can't be slipping out here, family. These white supremacists are getting more bold, and they will try to throw you off with joking and trolling. That's why if y'all look at my Twitter, you see a lot of these white supremacists trying to get into name calling. There's one popular white supremacist named Gavin McInnes. I think that's how you pronounce his last name. Now, Gavin McInnes wanted me to come on his show. He does like a podcast, and he hopped on my Twitter yesterday wanting me to come on his show. I'm like, man, fuck out of here. I ain't trying to be on your bullshit ass show. And listen, all you media people, hit me up. I'm not in the mood to be on your shit. I don't want to hear your white splaining. They hit me up. They write these bullshit articles about me. I ain't trying to be on your shit because I don't take you as a joke. But this Gavin dude, he's one of these people who like to get online and he tries to disguise his white supremacist ideology behind trolling. Now, this guy's also, he trolls online, but he's the leader of that white supremacist group, the Proud Boys, which is an offshoot of the alt-right. They're the militia group of the alt-right. So they go to these protests armed, but they get online and troll and try to make jokes to throw you off their scent. And I let them know, I keep my eye on your ass. And this is the thing about Gavin McInnes, who's the leader of the Proud Boys. Gavin McInnes, I don't give a fuck how you pronounce his name. I might be pronouncing it wrong, but fuck him. Gavin McAsshole, he is one of the founders of the site Vice. That company Vice, I think Vice has a TV show on HBO. But Vice was co-founded by Gavin, this white supremacist Canadian. He's from Canada, by the way. And speaking of Vice, they did a hit piece on me the other day. They got one of their resident coons, the little Sambo buck dancing, butter biscuit eating Negroes. They had their coon to do it. I see you, Vice. Because the people at Vice always, because I've been calling their ass out for a long time for the racist little shit that they do and the fact that they got an open white supremacist who's the founder of their bullshit ass company. They wrote a hit piece on me because I was talking about all of these white supremacist females who's lying in the Cosby case. I provided facts that many of these women are just lying. So they had somebody do a little hit piece on me on their bullshit site. But Vice has always been on some low-key white supremacist shit. When I first heard of Vice, they did like this little documentary thing about, I think Liberia. It was a brother named General Butt Naked over there. And they did this hit piece that was on some low-key racist shit, making it seem like the black folks over there are cannibals. I'm like, what the fuck is this? So Vice has a lot of coons, and Vice is real funny style because it's nothing but a refined white supremacist hub. Understand, when you look at Vice, these are low-key white supremacists. There's a reason why the founder was a damn white supremacist. and they try to distance themselves from that Gavin McAsshole guy. And Gavin, he writes for all types of white supremacist publications now, like The Dare, American Renaissance. He's down with the Jarrett Taylors. You know, he's one of those practice white supremacy but deny it. And I pointed out, and I had the receipts on his ass, how he does all that trolling on Twitter, but then he'll go and they'll post up some shit about scientific proof that black people are genetically inferior. And I'm like, nah, I'm not going to dismiss your dumb ass for your trolling. I'm not going to let you troll my page. I'll block you, but I'm watching what the fuck you do. And I'm looking at all of these other articles you're posting about scientific racism. See, I keep my eye on your ass. That's why they hate me, because I don't let that trolling throw me off their scent. Because they'll troll and act goofy online and act stupid, and then they'll go organize some militia march somewhere, and one of these white supremacists end up stabbing or killing somebody. You ain't never supposed to take your eye off them, man. Don't let them fool you with that trolling. There's a story on Melanoid Nation, a great story. We talked about this book that came out. It's a white dude who wrote this book. And this basically puts a cherry on what we're talking about now. There's a book called Everyone Lies. It's written by a white guy. This white guy, his name is Stephen Davidowitz. Seth Stevens Davidowitz. That's his name. Seth Stevens Davidowitz. And his book is a bestseller. The book is called Everyone Lies. And what the book is, the book talks about how he does research, he does data mining. Basically, he does research on Google Trends. And basically, the book is about how to get a grasp on the mindset of the public based on their online searches, especially Google. And the whole premise is, and he did a great interview on Vox, by the way. He talked about how people will lie about their desires and their ideologies and their wants, but people are very honest on Google. And you can judge how the public is going to be swayed and what public policy is going to be and how society is feeling based on their Google searches. And he was saying that right around the time when, you know, the elections were going on and a lot of people were dismissing Trump, he pulled data from around that time and he noticed a lot of the experts in these polls, and these polls are very unreliable because people will go take a poll and lie at the poll. They'll say, well, look, I believe everybody should be equal. And they'll lie to the pollster. But when it comes to Google, they're a little more honest. So instead of looking at those polls, he was looking at the Google research. And he was noticing right around the time when Trump was being elected, he saw a lot of searches for racist jokes about black people. And he was talking about how he's so surprised and shocked at how racist so many people in America are. It just completely shocked him. I ain't shocked. We ain't shocked. But this is the white guy saying, hey, basically, man, we live in a racist fucking society based on Google searches. Forget about what they say. Forget about what people say. He's saying, based on people's Google search, in so many words, what this guy is saying, that people in the dominant society basically sit around all day Googling fucked up shit about black people. In so many words, this is what he was saying. I'm going to read some quotes from some articles this guy made. He said, Google is digital truth serum. He says people tell Google things that they don't possibly tell to anybody else. Things they might not even tell to family members, friends, anonymous surveys, or doctors. So people are very honest on Google, and on Google, based on the research, there's a lot of nigga hating on Google and searching for black, anti-black jokes. So he started predicting that, you know, Trump actually has a chance of winning with all of this racial rhetoric that we're finding on Google. And this is a quote at what he was saying in the article. It says, as a barometer of our national consciousness, Google is as accurate or predictive as it gets. In 2016, when the Republican primaries were just beginning, most pundits and pollsters did not believe Trump could win. After all, he had insulted veterans, women, minorities, and countless other constituencies. But Stephen Davidowitz saw clues in his Google research that suggested Trump was far more serious than many supposed. Searches containing racist epithets and jokes were spiking across the country during Trump's campaign run. And not merely in the South, but in upstate New York, western Pennsylvania, eastern Ohio, rural Illinois, West Virginia, and industrial Michigan. I've been telling y'all for years, that's where most of the big time white supremacists are, in the North. I've been telling y'all that for over a decade. Y'all go back and listen to my show, Sundown Towns, that I did over a decade ago on the old Mac Lesson show. There's a reason why I was telling people, there's this book, man, that y'all need to check out that's showing you the real racism is not damn in the South. They got some big time white supremacy in the South, but I named those exact cities, places like Michigan, Illinois, New York, Pennsylvania. They got the hardcore white supremacists there. And the article goes on to say, people tell Google things they don't tell anybody else. Google tells us that people are different than the way they present themselves. One way they're different, I have to say, is that they are nastier and meaner than they often present themselves. I've done a lot of research on racism, for example, and I was shocked by how frequently people make racist searches, particularly jokes mocking African Americans. You see what I'm saying? This is a white boy saying this. So this dude is basically saying white supremacists sit up online, and people in the dominant society, millions of white people, sit up online making racist jokes about black people. And this is why when we get these racist jokes, we start getting racist policies. This is why when you look at websites or message boards frequented by people in the dominant society, usually it's filled with white supremacist rhetoric. Look at YouTube's comment section. Look at Yahoo's comment section. Look at 4chan. All of these other sites, people make it seem like all the racism is on Stormfront. Anywhere that people are in the dominant society or having large conversations, it's dominated by white supremacist anti-black rhetoric. And this white dude right here in this book is confirming that. You dig? So the thing is, with these jokes, and notice he kept saying that it starts off with jokes. It's always with jokes. It's always with these memes. These anti-black memes. Understand, black folks really don't understand the gravity of white supremacy. It is a religion. I did a whole movie explaining that white supremacy is a religion. Religion, religion. It's a religion. Meaning, you cannot convince these people to give up their religion. Black people think if I act like a big coon, they're going to give it up and love me for being black. No, that's never going to happen. Not in a system of white supremacy. You got to replace the whole system with justice. These white supremacists, dude, they wake up to nigger hate. Nigger hating literally makes them get up in the morning. If there was no nigger hating to be done, they would probably commit suicide. Nigger hating is America's pastime. The white supremacists have to do that. That's their whole identity. That is their whole identity. You go to WorldStar. That's why white supremacists love WorldStar. Anything where there's black inferiority, black degeneracy, that's where they go. And if there's black people shitting on other black folks, that's who they prop up. The Sheriff Clarks, the Crispies. That's where the white supremacists go. They live to nigger hate, man. That's their religion. That's why they just came out with an article today that the Southern Baptist community finally, from what I understand, condemned the alt-right. Because for a long time, the Southern Baptist ministers, and let me find out the exact organization. Hold on one second. Hold on one second. I want to find out the exact organization before I give y'all some information. I like to be right and exact with my information here. Okay. This is the article that came out 40 minutes ago. with the Washington Post. It said Southern Baptists voted overwhelmingly to condemn alt-right white supremacy, because for a long time they wouldn't condemn the alt-right. They've been trying to get them to say, hey, man, y'all need to condemn this bullshit. So they're finally condemning the alt-right. But that don't mean anything, because they didn't want to condemn them in the first place, because the religion is the alt-right, which is white supremacy. It says, I'm reading this article by the Washington Post. It says, members of the Southern Baptist Convention voted Wednesday to condemn a white nationalist group during their national convention, but only after fierce backlash following their decision a day earlier not to move forward with a resolution opposing the movement. But they didn't want to do it. You had to kind of twist their arm a little bit. They didn't want to condemn them because it was a black minister who basically made the proposal, saying, hey, we need to, you know, condemn this. And they didn't want to do it. But you got people like us putting the information out there saying how dangerous these white supremacists are and how they dominate all areas of activity and how we need to watch out for them. This is why we got to call it for what it is. And it's up to us to put the information out there so that this shit can be condemned. We got to put the fire under their ass. The mainstream media is not going to do it. We got to put that fire under that ass and stay on them. We don't need to take a break, man. White supremacy, they don't take a break. We don't need to take a break. But the thing is, they watch out for their own. And them Southern Baptists, shit, you know, they got Klan robes at the house. They got Confederate flags at the house. Southern Baptists, they used to organize lynchings at those Southern white Baptist churches. Those are white supremacist hubs. They don't believe in no damn Christianity. They don't give a fuck about no Jesus. Nigga, their Jesus is the white supremacy God. So we got to understand the game, family. Don't be fooled by white supremacist trolls. Don't let them throw you off your game. White supremacist trolls and people using these white supremacist jokes, these folks are dangerous. You don't let them waste your time, but you still keep an eye on them. You keep an eye on their activity. This is why, family, we're going to have that white supremacist database, the suspected white supremacist database. It's coming in a couple of weeks. And I want everybody to get involved in that database. And we need the whole community getting involved, because it shouldn't just be one person posting things. You know what I'm saying? Because if anything happens to one person, we can keep the momentum going. That's where we're setting it up the way we're setting it up. And we're setting it up so we can get rid of trolls so they don't try to infiltrate it, which is what they're going to try to do. Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of Tariq Radio. It's been real. Glad to have everybody tuning in, man. Y'all need to go to HiddenColorsFilm.com to see Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4. Go to TariqElite.com to get all that fresh gear, TariqElite.com. Go to YouTube. Y'all need to follow and subscribe to my YouTube channel on Tariq Live. Type in Tariq Live and subscribe to the channel now, family. And I'm going to holla at you guys on Ustream this Sunday, ladies and gentlemen. All right, y'all have a good one.